Okay, I'm here with Tim MacArthur, who's playing Dame Catherine Wirrell in Sleeping Beauty this year at the Courtyard. We're at Eastnor Castle for our press launch.
Eastnor what?
Eastnor Castle.
Is that an accent thing? That
I don't think so. I think that's just my voice.
Castle. Oh, I've got the sheep.
So how do you think today's gone?
I think today's been fabulous, actually. It's a beautiful venue.
It is, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. I'm not leaving.
No?
I'm going to hide in that big chesty over there.
Okay.
No, it's beautiful. I want to actually live here.
It's very grand.
I mean, last year was really, really, I was going to say nice, but it wasn't, because it was in a cave.
It was in a cave.
And it was wet, but it was a very good location for Aladdin. But this year, it's just, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
So you could see yourself living here?
I could see myself living here forever.
Yeah.
Even maybe during the pantomime run would be nice.
It'd be amazing. Bit of a jaunt every day. Courtyard.
I'll come on the Prince's horse.
Yeah, could do that.
That'd be nice.
So are you looking forward to being in the panto again at the Courtyard this year?
I am delighted to be coming back to the Courtyard.
So I know you really enjoyed it last year.
I had a ball last year, and I knew I was enjoying last year, but I didn't really know how much I enjoyed it until I made the speech on the final show and I started to cry in front of a big girlie. it was a really, really good time. And I just think the one thing that really struck me about last year was how much of a traditional panto it is.
Yeah.
There's no celebs in it, and it's not about what they do. It's all about telling the story and entertaining the audience and just the fun and just being true to what panto is about. And that's something that I really, really loved about last year. And it's quite strange because I remember there was I did Wizard of Oz in 1995 when I left my first sort of Christmas show after leaving drama school.
Yeah.
And I studied Brian Blessed as the Cowardly Lion. Never got on, he can climb Mount Everest. And I remember standing, and then I did Dick Whittington at Colchester Mercury Theatre when I used to sing and dance when I was much thinner and younger. And
right.
I used to be employed as a dancer. And I remember standing in the wings and watching Peter Shorey, who played, I can't remember what the character was. I think it was the cook in Dick Whittington.
Right.
And I remember standing there watching him and thinking, one day I would love to play the Dame in panto.
Last year was your first
time. And last year was my first time. And it was so weird because I remember watching Stuart and Jamie and Heather and Jess dancing their socks off and working so hard. And me standing in the wings and thinking, oh my God, I'm now watching what I did
all those years ago,
and now I'm playing the Dame, and just how what a fantastic, dream it was to do that, really.
Yeah.
And Aladdin, great, twanky, brilliant.
The best
Dame. That's the first Dame.
Yeah, for your first Dame.
For my first Dame.
You've made it when you've played twanky.
You know, how's that? Oh, it's great. Loved it.
Brilliant. And this year, Dame Catherine Wheel,
yeah.
You know anything about her yet?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't even know Sleeping Beauty. I'm lying. I know she gets pricks a finger, falls asleep for 100 years. All I'm saying, she has an easy act too, while some of us will be fighting dragons and flirting with the princes, because there's three princes, apparently.
Yeah, and your son, Ferris Wheel?
Ferris Wheel, yeah, which is played by Dan Slade, I believe, who in the auditions I went and read with some of the actors who are auditioning, and he was very, very good.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to working with him and the rest of the cast. I think it's going to be a Maddie who's playing the Wicked Witch. I directed in a musical over the summer.
Oh, brilliant.
So I know what she's like as an actress, and I'm a little bit worried because she made me laugh a lot as a director in rehearsal. So we've got lots of boo, hooray scenes together, baddie, goodie.
It's going to be a bit of competition.
It's going to be a bit of competition, I think, because she's very funny, makes me laugh.
Brilliant.
Makes me wee myself, actually.
Well, I know we're all looking forward to it, and we can't wait for it.
And the show, I mean, I just hope that the show, I remember last year the show was running at 2 hours, and by the time me and David McMullen had finished, it was 3 hours and 29 minutes or something.
I remember you working to cut it down, definitely.
We did. We were really aware of that, actually.
Yeah.
But David was just such a joy to work with, and just we both give each other stuff that we just bounced off ideas, even right until the final week of the run. And that's the great thing about panto and being the Dame, and you can play around so much.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, people listening, about my corpsing last year. I'm trying not to corp so much.
Well, let's just hope that you'll have just as much fun this year.
I think I will.
In another great Courtyard panto.
I think I will. You should come and see it, everyone. It's going to be great.
It's going to be brilliant.
Bring us chocolates.
Thanks for that.